I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Yesterday, a UN inquiry said Israel's war in Gaza is a genocide. In the division caused by this conflict, Fadi Shuraiha with the MENA Leadership Center says the global church needs to remember Jesus' words. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Shuraiha says talking about peace is premature in an active conflict, but one day, people with great wisdom will have to begin that restorative work.
I am very much concerned about people dying today, but also I'm concerned about the one who did not die next year. They will be filled with so much hatred, agony, trauma. That's why we need to make sure that we are preaching Jesus to those people.
Pray that the gospel of peace in Christ will reach more people in Gaza and Israel. And a look back at history helps us celebrate God's goodness and continual provision. The 1920s and 30s were a turbulent time in China, marked by power struggles between competing factions. China Partners Eric Berkland says his grandparents were caught in the middle as missionaries in China.
I remember my grandmother telling us that they always were on flight. They had to go from one location to another, trying to evade conflict and war. My grandfather wrote in his memoirs, during my 25 years of ministry in China, we had 10 converts. That's less than one convert per year.
China Partner builds on the legacy of Berkland's grandparents by equipping leaders in the indigenous Chinese church. Pray for open doors. China Partner had to cancel its most recent training session because of government restrictions. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.